This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. To study with us today, a lesson that we've been engaged in for some time, marriage is for those who love God and one another. And we're now on the particular subtopic that marriage is not for the immature, but is for people who have truly grown up. I've talked about a number of marks of immaturity, that is, a number of things that are characteristic of people who are still babies emotionally. And I've also talked about a number of things that are characteristics or marks of people who are really grown up. And now I come to the culminating mark of maturity. I come to the mark of maturity which is truly fundamental to all the rest of the marks of maturity. And that is to be filled with truly Christian love. I've talked about this some in preceding lessons, but now I want to give a more detailed study of it. And bear in mind that I'm speaking of true Christian love. The love for one's companion that causes him to view that companion not as a thing, a mere thing, or a tool to be used for one's own selfish purposes, but as the person who's loved and cherished as one's life's companion. You know, when I start off on a trip, I don't do that without being sure that I have a jack in the car in case I have a flat, so that I can use that jack, which is an instrument, or a tool for getting the car high enough off the ground that I can take the flat tire off and put the one that's still got air in it on the car. Now, I am thankful for having that tool when I need it, but I do not love it, I do not cherish it, I do not honor it as I do my wife. There's a great deal of difference in looking at someone as a mere tool and looking at them as a person. This is what I'm talking about at this point. The Bible teaches husbands to love their wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. Now, every husband should recognize that Christ then is his model. How he should love his wife is the way Christ loved the church. You know, love causes one to look upon his wife as the Bible directs. Not for what he is at present, a person with worth and dignity in the sight of God. Not only that to be sure, but not only that, but for what he can be in the future, a person who is walking closer to God. Both husbands and wives ought to have that attitude. In other words, every husband, every wife ought to look upon their companion and love them, not only for what they are in this moment, but for what they can be, for what they can be made of, with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ in their lives. If husbands and wives would truly love one another, the rest of the problems would, in time, take care of themselves. Our blessed Lord taught that on 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets, Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Those 2 commandments are the love of God and the love of neighbor. Note, please, that Jesus said, the first and greatest commandment is this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And a second likened it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is a point worthy of long and careful study by each and every one of us. Study not only the record in Matthew, but also in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. All of the instruction given in the law and the prophets may be classified under one of these 2 commandments. So no matter whatever else we may talk about in the matter of maturity, when we talk about love, we are talking about the very foundation of the whole matter. This gives us some insight into the reasons why love is so great. Why it is greater than faith and hope, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. Why is love so great? Love is great because it's basic. Out of love grows right action. No man ever loved God and not obey all that he knew to be the will of God. Out of love grows obedience to God. This is made clear by Jesus, as recorded in John 14 and 15 and by the Apostle John in 1 John 5 and 3. Those who truly love God will obey him, and those who truly love their husband or wife will act in their daily lives as to manifest that love in courtesy and kindness. Our time is gone today. Won't you please be back tomorrow as we continue this very important Bible subject?